The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We enter by the blood. We are justified by the blood. We are qualified by the blood. We enter the presence of the Lord by the blood. We begin by the blood. The blood, 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 the blood,
the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we are qualified by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, we saturate our atmosphere and our environment with the blood of Jesus Christ. We declare the blood, we declare the blood, we declare the blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus.
The blood, 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 the blood,
the blood of Jesus.
We thank you, we thank you,
the blood of Jesus,
we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
Yes,
we thank you for the blood.
Let the blood of Jesus sanitize our atmosphere, saturate our environment, take charge of everything, Lord. Yes, we declare the blood. We begin by the blood. Thank you, Father, this morning. Blessed be your name for watching over our lives, for taking care of us through the night, for giving us a brand new day. We thank you for your care for us and our families. Thank you for your care for us and our household members. Thank you for your power of preservation, Father.
We celebrate your goodness and mercy. Father, we thank you for the gift of life that you've given to us to live in another day. Father, we celebrate you for who you are. We say, Lord, there is no one to be compared unto thee, King of kings and Lord of lords. Your name is the I am that I am. Your name is the everlasting Father. You are the incomparable God. You are the incomparable King. Hallelujah. Glory be to your holy name. Our Father, this morning, we are gathered, O God, before you, O God, to receive impartation. We are gathered, O God, for power for today. That power, O God, what we need, O God, to live in this day. The wisdom we need, the strength we need, the favor we need, the grace we need, the glory we need, the anointing we need. Whatever we need, O God, to overcome today's challenges. Whatever we need, O God, to access your throne. Whatever we need, O God, to access the finished work of Christ on the cross. The faith we need, O God. The joy we need, the peace we need, the healing, the deliverances. Father God, the presence we need, we are gathered, O God, for it. We come, O God, through the blood of Jesus Christ. We confess our sins and our weaknesses. We pray, O God, and ask, O God, that you have mercy on us. This morning, O God, we pray that each and every one of us, O God, will have an encounter. Father, O God, who has entered, O God, into your presence, will never be the same again, until you be all the glory. Thank you once again, O Lord. We bless you and we honor you, even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, precious and highly valued sons and daughters of God, I say resurrection good morning to each and every one of us. I welcome each and every one of us to Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House, podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, House of Destiny, located at Kotobabi Town. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and Pascal, our technician. Beloved, we want to thank the Lord for the gift of life. Whilst we were just praying the opening prayers, I just heard in my spirit that had it not been for this platform and for these prayers, some people online wouldn't be alive by now. They will not be alive by now. I don't know who particular. They wouldn't be alive by now. I just had it. It was just coming. Especially somebody from outside the country who is connected right now. Say that person wouldn't have been alive by now. And I thank the Lord that he has made this platform available that we can all connect and receive daily impartation. What we are doing is daily impartation. We are receiving from the Lord daily impartation. And we give glory to God for what he is doing in our lives. Beloved, when we were asleep, we never knew what was going on around us. I tell you that the world is becoming increasingly dangerous. Very, very, very dangerous. In fact, it is for our sake that God hasn't opened our eyes to see things, even to see through people's heart. I'm telling you, you can't leave. You will collapse. Because sometimes those who are even laughing with you, if you see what they are harboring in their hearts towards you and against you, you can't live among human beings. That is why God himself is the one who takes over those areas. If I tell you the things that God protects us against, I tell you, whilst we are asleep, the wicked and evil meetings that had gone on by or in the realms of darkness against your dream, against your star, against your destiny, where families, family spirit, family entities, they meet. My general on the line, you will live. You will never die. Nobody, no family entity meeting against you will succeed. It will never succeed. They are afraid that when you retire, you take your father's position as a chief. Yes. They are afraid. It will never happen. Even if that is yours, God himself will make it happen for you. And no power can stand against you. You know something? I'm just receiving things right now. I don't know why I'm saying these things. They are just coming. I'm telling you, they are just coming. You know, I went to bed. I received an information. And a pastor called me. He said, let me pray for you. I don't like calling people sons. But he said, I am one of your sons. Yes, even he preaches sometimes at our place. Let me pray for you. Papa, why are you so much hated like that? Why do people hate you? Why do people in your congregation, some people hate you like that? Why are you so much hated? Papa, I wanted to sleep, but I can't sleep. Your things were just coming. The hatred against you is like a mountain. It's like Mount Afajatu. I said, wow. Wow. See, Papa, I decided to speak in tongues for some time. And then the Lord showed me something. You see, Papa, there is no kind of you. Papa, your words doesn't fall to the ground. There is no kind of you. In fact, what I saw, you are inside God's heart. Words that come from your mouth, they have so much effect. And God was showing me, but your people are not ready. That is why the powers hate you so much. Because of the deliverances, because you are standing in the gap. He said, do you know people plan disgrace for you? Disgrace. They want you and your wife to end in disgrace. But Papa, those ones who live and see your glorious end. And said things and said things. Do you know something? I know myself. Sometimes when God shows you people's heart, yes, they hated you because you are speaking the mind of God. It is true. Sometimes when God shows you people's heart, if you don't take care, you can't mingle with people. If you don't take care, you can't open up for people. But you see, that is how the work is. I am saying this for all of us online. The reason why we need to really be prayerful, and the reason why we are in the season of seeking God and nothing else. Beloved, no man can help you if God has not moved the person. Help does not come from anywhere. Help comes from God alone. Help comes from God alone. And I tell you that when God approves, it is approved. No matter what, whatever God has approved, he has approved. That's why this morning, we want to pray on the thing, the finished work of Christ on the cross qualifies me for favor and glory. The finished work of Christ on the cross qualifies me for favor and glory. The finished work of Christ on the cross. In John chapter 19 verse 30, Jesus shouted after everything, "It is finished. It is finished. It is finished." That was after he had, let me just read the way it is put. In John chapter 19, verse number 30. You see, if you know the things that, let me say this before. Look, the devil has no conscience. Oh, somebody should write this. The devil has no conscience. The devil has no heart. Never. That's why he can eat a baby in the womb. He will attack the baby in the womb. That's why a mother can sacrifice the son. A son can sacrifice the mother. A husband can sacrifice the wife. A wife can sacrifice the husband. A father can sacrifice the son or the child. A lot of things happen because of the nature of the devil. The devil has no conscience. And the devil only understands violent language. Violent language. Violent language is what the devil understands. Violent language. The devil yields to passion, 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 consistency, perseverance. These are the things that the devil surrenders to. I am telling you. Yes, passion, consistency, perseverance. Yes, violent. When I talk about violent, I am not talking about acrobatics, praying with acrobatic or whatever. No. Violent is refusing to give up. Refusing to give up. Holding on. Saying never. This thing. I would never give up. That's the kind of violent we are talking about. The kingdom of heaven suffering. And the violent. The violent. Those who refuse to give up. Those who say never. This thing, you will never have it. That was my initial weakness before God came in for me. My initial weakness. I give up too soon. I don't persevere at all. But I thank God that he gave me a wife who perseveres. And that has really changed me. I had a friend, also man of faith. We lived together. And God used the two of them to change that thing in me. Oh, I am somebody, I give up. Once I push 1, 2, 3, and nothing happens. I say, maybe it's not the will of God. That is me. Maybe it is not the will of God. That is my course of giving up. Not that I just not give up. Once I don't feel that it is the will of God, but sometimes it is the will of God, but it is the devil that is resisting. Something can be the will of God, but it is the devil that is fighting. It is the devil that is resisting. So let's look at John 19:30. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Nobody killed Jesus. Jesus gave up his spirit himself. In Colossians chapter 2, verse number 14 and 15. Colossians 2, verse number 14 and 15. Okay, let me start from 13 because 13 is connected to 14. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Beloved, the powers that are fighting against you, the agents that are having secret meetings about you, they have already been disarmed. Amen. They have already been nailed to the cross. Amen. They have already been defeated.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Anything the devil is doing against you, you see, child of God, the devil is operating from defeating position. From what? Defeating position. Look, the only thing the devil uses against us, which he has really used against me in the past, the devil perseveres. The devil is relentless. The devil never gives up. And that those are his agents. They don't. In fact, they don't have defeat in their vocabulary like the Israelites. Yes, they have defeat in their dictionary, but it is not part of their vocabularies. They don't use the word defeat. No, they don't use it. They don't use it because they said they are the seed of Abraham and they can never be defeated. You and I, we are also the seed of Abraham. We have also inherited the promise. We are heirs, H-E-I-R. We have inherited the promise. In fact, what God is teaching me, we are heirs of the covenant. We are the product of the covenant. We are the result of the covenant. We are the evidence of the covenant. So what are you to do? I'll be sharing that. I don't know when. If you want to study that, study what Isaac did in Genesis chapter 26. As the heir, as the product, what came out of the covenant. Look, we are not the covenant. God made the covenant with Abraham. And then he made the covenant with Jesus Christ. In fact, Jesus came because of the Abrahamic covenant. That was why Jesus came. So, beloved, you New Testament Christian, you are more than the Israelite because you are also a product of the finished work of Christ on the cross. You are the product. You are the evidence. We are the result. So what are we to do? We are to live. We are to manifest the finished work of Christ on the cross. We are to live it and we are to manifest it. How are we to live it? We are to enforce it daily. We are to say never to this sickness. We are to say enough is enough. We are to say no way to the devil. We are to say we are not giving up. We are to say, devil, you are destined failure. You are destined, you have been defeated. You are a destined failure. You are a destined loser. Begin to tell that battle in your life. Begin to declare to the forces in that battle that you have already lost. Look, you have already lost. Why is the devil is operating from the stand, defeating stand? You, child of God, you are operating from the victorious stand. Victory stand. Victory stand. Yes. Victory position. Victory position. You are the product of it is finished. I say you are the product of what? It is finished. We are the product of it is finished. That sickness is finished. That disease is finished. That battle is finished. Look, that situation is finished. I was in my former church. I was handling a Satanist, a woman. A Satanist, in fact, a woman and later another man. They were Satanists. When Papa Umar Okpai came in 1989 to Deliverance Assemblies of God, that man, to North Kanisha Assemblies of God. Hey, I think he wants to come to Deliverance, so he will be coming soon. He will be coming. That's why he wants me to bring him to Deliverance. If only we can handle him. My papa said, that man, can you handle him? I said, Papa, we will have to fast for 21 days before he comes. Because he's a no-nonsense man. No. He is no-nonsense man. That is his no-nonsense nature. People think the Laliboja is somebody. You haven't met people before. He has no protocol. He's preaching and then the wife got up to say, hey, woman, are you crazy? Sit down. Where are you going? Why do you just move like that? The wife, crazy woman. As for the word crazy, ushers, somebody was falling down, ushers, they moved to her. Look, no movement, ushers, crazy people. Why is I'm preaching? That's why my senior pastor will say, can you handle him? At least Deliverance people should experience to know that there are different people. So, beloved, when these Satanists, my interaction with them, I learned a lot. They said, in the Satanic kingdom, there are two things they don't have. Or there are two things they have. They have what? Patience. They have what? Perseverance. Patience. You see, we are very, 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 very patient. And we also persevere. We never lose. We persevere. We never give up. Children of God, they are already giving up. I'm telling you, some people have already, look, the things they have been doing, the way they have been, they've already given up. You can see, they've already, their container, they've already given up. They've prayed and prayed and prayed. They have heard the same prophecies, the same this, the same that, oh, so, so, and so. The devil will be speaking. How many times will you keep on hearing this? How many times? Yes. The devil operates like Job's wife. When you went to Job and said, will you continue to be loyal to this your God? Why don't you curse him and die? Why don't you curse him and die? Wise children of God easily give up and are not patient. The devil and his agents and his seed, they are greatly patient and they don't give up. They persevere. I thank God that at least the physical seed of Abraham, the Israelites, they also never give up. They never give up. Unfortunately, these children of the covenant, they are the second atheist country in the whole world. The country that does not believe God. Yes, the first is France, followed by Israel. Israel, children of the promise. They are the second atheist country in the whole world. The second prostitution country in the whole world. Can you imagine that? Children of the promise. You see what the devil does? But the promise is still waiting, working for them. Why? Psalm 105 from verse 8. God remembers his promise to the fourth generation. God is the covenant keeper. He never gives up on the covenant. So because of that, even though they don't believe in God, they are still practicing Judaism. They don't believe in Jesus. They are still practicing Judaism. They don't believe in Jesus. And even God, yes. They don't believe in Jesus. But the covenant is still working for them. Let an Israeli come and pitch his kiosk here. Within 6 months, he will become the richest man in this area. He will become the richest man. You don't know what they do. You see, you can see that there is something following these people. That is who you are, child of God. You and I, the same thing we are. Ours is even more. Because ours is connected to the finished work of Christ on the cross. When God himself became a son, when God took on human form and came and died for us, according to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 to 18, that since the children have flesh and blood, he too shed in their humanity, so that by his death, he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason, he had to be made like his brothers in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. 18, because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Look, he has freed you. Amen. Look, he has freed you. Amen. He said it is finished. Oh. Colossians said, look, he has taken away the written code that stood against us, that opposed us. He has nailed it to the cross. Look, nothing is standing against you. That's why when you read Romans chapter 8, Romans chapter 8 says that if God be for us, who can stand against us? What can stand against you? Romans chapter 8, verse number 33. What then shall we say in response to this? Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? This, what I've just read, this will encourage you to assess every blessing. Today at the 11th hour, I am going to say some things at the 11th hour. This should cause you to assess every blessing, if only your faith can handle them. If only you can handle the position. Look, do you know why? Look, you can assess $10 million. You can assess $5 million. You can assess $100 million. But you know, if only your faith can handle it. If only your character can handle it. That is why God takes us through things to prepare us for what we want to handle. Because it is not easy. It will come. But can you handle it? Any position, can you handle it? Can you handle it? $1 million. It is more than possible for God to give to you. But can you handle it? It may not come in a hole. It may come bit in bits. Because of your character, so that it will not destroy you. Because there are some things, when they come your way and you are not prepared, they can destroy you. They can cause you to backslide. I know people, I know a gentleman who came to me some time ago. We were in the wooden structure. He brought me Vodafone reload. Those days it was a card, scratch. And then he said, Pastor, scratch card. Say, Pastor, in fact, I want to enter into covenant with God. Every Sunday, I want to provide you with one. But I want you to pray for me. I need a contract. My work, he is one of these people, they fix gates, iron gate, metal people. That I don't know how they call them. And I prayed with him. Over there, the next Sunday he came, he said, Pastor, I've been called for a contract in Cape Coast. I'm going to be away for 1 month. When I come, I will bring you this thing. Truly, 1 month, he came, he brought four of them plus an envelope. Then he came again, he said, Pastor, I've received another call in Takoradi and Kumasi, two. So, in fact, I've divided my boys. Some will go to Takoradi. So I'll be shuffling between Cape Coast, Takoradi, Kumasi. I prayed for him. He went. 1 week after, he came and told me that, Pastor, I've received another one in Takwa. That was the last time I saw him. That was the last time I saw him. 3 years after, I heard that he was dead. He was dead. 3 years after, I heard that he was dead. And I was told how God blessed him. He built a house. He did this within the 3 years. He has done so many things. That was the last time I saw him after getting the Takwa job. He has been going and coming home. That was the last time. The next time I heard of him, he was dead. Can you handle $1 million? Can you handle $5 million? Can you handle what you... That is why God is taking you through things. That is why there are some delays. That is why God is preparing your heart. Because sometimes what is coming, he knows. If you don't, he doesn't prepare you. He knows what he can do to you, beloved. This Romans 8:32, That is why if God can give her Jesus, what else can he not give you? What else can he not give you? What is position? What is childbirth? So we want to pray right now. That you see, say, I am the product of the finished work of Christ on the cross. I am the product. I am the product of the covenant. I am the product of the covenant.
Product of the covenant.
I mention your name. I am the product.
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 I am the evidence.
I am the evidence.
I am the result.
I am the result
of the finished work
of the finished work
of Christ.
Of Christ
on the cross of Calvary.
On the cross of Calvary.
I am the product.
I am the product.
I am the evidence.
I am the evidence.
I am the result.
I am the result.
I am the result.
I am the result.
I am the hair.
I am the hair.
I am the hair. I am the hair. I am the hair. I am the hair.
I am the hair
of the finished work
of Christ
on the cross of Calvary. And as a hair,
I am qualified
for favor and glory.
I am qualified
for favor
and glory.
I am qualified
for favor
and glory.
I am qualified
for favor and glory.
I am qualified
for favor and glory.
Glory.
I am qualified
for favor
and glory.
I am qualified
for favor and glory.
I am qualified
for favor and glory.
I am qualified
for favor
and glory.
Yes, Lord.
I am a product of the finished work of Christ on the cross. I am a product of the finished work of Christ on the cross. Yes, therefore, I am qualified. I qualify for favor and glory. God's favor and glory.
I am qualified.
As a result, I am qualified.
Yes, yes, declare.
I am qualified. I am a product, yes, Lord, of the finished work of Christ on the cross. I am a product of the covenant of God, yes, Lord. I am a product of the covenant. Therefore, I qualify for favor and glory. I qualify for God's favor and glory. I qualify for God's favor and glory.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, as the product.
As the product.
As the evidence.
As the evidence.
As the result.
As the result.
As the hair.
As the hair.
Of the finished work of Christ.
As the finished work of Christ.
On the cross of Calvary.
On the cross of Calvary.
I know no defeat.
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 In any area of my life.
In any area of my life.
I know no defeat.
I know no defeat.
I know no defeat.
I know no defeat.
I know no poverty.
I know no poverty.
I know no scarcity.
I know no scarcity.
I know no poverty.
I know no
poverty. I know no scarcity.
I know no scarcity.
I know no poverty.
I know no scarcity.
Yes, Lord. I know no defeat.
I know no scarcity.
I know no defeat.
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 Yes, Lord.
No defeat.
I know no defeat.
I know no defeat.
I know no defeat.
No defeat.
I know no defeat.
I know no defeat.
I know no defeat.
I know no defeat.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord. I know no defeat.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
Defeat is not my portion.
Defeat is not my
portion. Poverty is not my portion.
Poverty is not my portion.
Scarcity is not my portion.
Scarcity is not my
portion. Disgrace is not my portion.
Disgrace is not my portion.
Shame is not my portion.
Not
shame
my
is not my portion.
Shame is not my
disgrace
portion.
Disgrace is not my portion.
Disgrace is not
delay
my portion.
Is not my portion.
Delay is not
delay
my portion.
Is not my portion.
Delay is not my portion.
Is not my portion.
Yes, Lord.
Barrenness is not my portion.
Is not my
barrenness is not my portion.
Barrenness is not my portion.
Miscarriages.
Yes, miscarriages.
Miscarriage
are not
is not my portion.
Portion. Yes, Lord.
Miscarriage is
yes,
not my portion.
Miscarriage is not my portion.
Diseases and sicknesses,
and sicknesses,
they are not my portion.
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 I know no impossibility.
I know no impossibility.
I know no impossibility.
I know no impossibility.
Something is happening.
I know no impossibility.
Yes, Lord. I know no impossibility.
I know no impossibility.
I know no impossibility. possibility. I know no impossibility. I know no impossibility. I know no impossibility. I know no impossibility. I know no shame.
I know no shame. Yes, Lord.
I know no disgrace. I know no disgrace. I am never a victim. I know no shame. I am never a victim. I am never a victim. To
satanic
conspiracy. Satanic
conspiracy.
I am never a victim.
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 I am 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 a victim.
Sickness and diseases.
Sickness and diseases.
They are not my portion.
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 They are not my portion. I am a victim.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I declare. The finished work of Christ.
The finished work of Christ.
On the cross of
on
Calvary.
The cross of Calvary.
Will never sit down.
Will never sit down.
And allow the devil.
And allow the devil.
To win this
to
battle.
To win this battle.
To win.
Over me. Yes, to
win. To
win
over me.
To win over
to
me.
To win in any
to
area
win
over me.
In any area over me.
The finished work of Christ.
The finished work of Christ.
Will never sit
will
down.
Never sit down.
The finished work
the
of Christ.
The finished work of Christ.
Will never sit
will
down.
Never sit
somebody
down.
Somebody should write
yes,
this.
Yes, Lord.
The finished work of
the
Christ.
The finished work of
will
Christ.
Will never sit.
Will never sit.
Will never
down.
Sit.
Will never,
will never
sit.
Sit.
Yes, Lord.
Will never sit.
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 And allow.
And allow.
The devil.
The devil.
And his agent.
And his agent.
To prevail.
To prevail.
And to triumph.
And to triumph.
This is a powerful thing. Somebody should write it down. The finished work of Christ on the cross will never sit down and allow the devil and his agent to prevail and triumph. Mm-mm. This is powerful.
Yes.
My God, this is, if somebody can pray this the whole day, I'm telling you, you will testify before the end of the day.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I declare.
Yes, I declare.
The finished work of Christ.
The finished work of Christ.
Will never sit down.
Will never sit down.
And allow the devil.
And allow the devil.
And his agents.
And his agents.
To prevail.
To prevail.
And triumph.
And triumph.
To prevail.
To prevail.
And triumph.
And triumph.
To prevail.
To prevail.
And triumph.
And triumph.
The finished work of Christ.
The finished work of Christ.
Will never sit down.
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 Will never sit
down. Will never sit down.
Will never sit
down. Will never sit down.
Will never sit down.
Will never sit down.
Will never sit down.
Will never sit down.
Will never
for me to lose this battle.
For me to lose.
For me to lose this battle.
For me to lose
this battle.
For me to face this disgrace. And allow the devil and his agents to win over me. To
Papa
over
rakata
in the name of Jesus
Papa
Christ. The finished work of Christ will never sit down. Yes, Lord.
Le Papa rakata kaba ita kaba yakata kaba yakata.
Will never sit down and allow.
Le Papa
rakete keba
lekete keba lekete keba lekete. Le Papa rakata kaba ita le rakata.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Le Papa rakete keba lekete to win over me.
Yes, Lord.
To prevail and triumph.
And triumph.
To prevail and triumph. To prevail and triumph.
To prevail and triumph.
Le Papa rakata kaba ya. to disgrace me, to shame me. Le papa rakata kaba italabasha. Le papa rakata kabaya. Le papa rakata kabaya. Le papa rakata kabasha kata kabaya. The finished work of Christ on the cross will never be silent. 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 Le papa rakata kaba iteke baloko toke baleke teke bale.
Yes, O Lord.
Papa rakata kaba yakata.
The finished work of Christ.
Le papa rakata kaba itale bekete kebale. Le papa rakata kaba lekete kebale kete kebale. Le papa rakata kaba itete bale kete kebale. Le papa rakata kaba itete bale. Le papa rakete kebale koto. Le papa rakete kebale kete kebale.
Will never sit down and allow the devil and his agents to prevail over me or to triumph over me in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, the finished work of Christ will never keep quiet. Will never keep silent.
The finished work of Christ on the cross
will never keep quiet.
Will never be silent.
Will never be silent.
Will never stand and look. Will never stand and look for me to lose this battle. For me to lose this battle. For me to lose.
For me to face this disgrace. Yes, Lord.
For me to face this disgrace. For me to face this disgrace. For me to face this shame.
For me to face this shame.
For me to face this battle.
For me to face this battle.
Le papa rakata kaba italabasha. Le papa rakata kaba ita. Ibelekete kaba rakata kaba ya.
Il est papa itakabaya kata.
Il est papa rakata kabaya.
Il est papa itakabaya.
Balikete kibarukutu kabaya.
Il est papa lokutu kabaya.
Il est papa rokutu kaba itakabaya. Never sit down. Never be silent. Concerning this issue,
le
papa rakata kabaya. Il est pépé et que parakata. Il est papa papa. Il est papa rakata. Il est papa rakata. Il est papa rakata. Il est
papa rakata.
Il est papa rakata. Il est papa rakata. Il est papa rakata. Il est papa rakata. Il est papa rakata. Il est papa rakata. Yes, it is working. Yes, a miracle is taking place.
Oh, Jesus.
A miracle is taking place. A testimony is forming. A testimony is forming.
Le papa rakata kabaya kata kabaya. Never sit down.
Now, another prayer point has come. My own Mabel. And others, write it for me. Say, let the finished work of Christ.
Yes, let the finished work of Christ.
Manifest my miracle now.
Manifest my miracle now.
Manifest my testimony now.
Manifest my testimony now.
Manifest my healing now.
Manifest my healing now.
Say, in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Let the finished work of 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 Christ.
On the cross.
On the cross.
On the cross of Calvary.
On the cross of Calvary.
Manifest.
Manifest my
manifest.
Testimony now.
Manifest.
Yes, Lord.
Manifest.
Yes, Lord.
Manifest.
Yes, Lord.
My testimony now.
Manifest my testimony now.
My testimony now.
Manifest my testimony now.
Yes, Lord.
My testimony
manifest
now.
Manifest my testimony
my
now.
My testimony now.
My testimony now.
Manifest my miracle.
Manifest my miracle now.
Manifest my healing now.
Manifest my healing now.
My healing now.
My healing now.
Let the finished work
of
Christ.
Oh, I am feeling something.
Yes,
manifest my healing now.
Manifest my healing now.
Yes, manifest my expectation.
Manifest my expectation.
Manifest my expectation.
Manifest my expectations now.
Manifest my expectation now.
Manifest my expectation now.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Let the finished work of Christ.
Let the finished work of Christ.
On the cross of Calvary.
On the cross of Calvary.
Turn my expectation.
Turn my expectation
into a reality.
Into reality.
Turn my expectation.
Turn my expectation
into a testimony.
Into a testimony.
Turn my expectation.
Turn my expectation
into a testimony.
Into a testimony.
Turn my expectation.
Turn my expectation
into celebration.
Into celebration.
Turn my expectation.
Turn my
into my celebration.
Into
turn
my
it. Turn it.
Yes,
yes
oh,
it is working. It is working.
Into celebration.
Mi papa rakata kaba itale beshe.
Into celebration.
Mi papa rakata kaba itale beshe.
Into a testimony.
Mi papa rakata kaba itale beshe.
Into a testimony.
Yes, Lord.
And my expectation.
Lipapa rakatakaba itakabaya. Lipapa arababa itakabaya katakabaya kata.
Into a testimony.
Lipapa rakatakaba itekeba lokotokeba le. Lipapa leketekeba ilipapa ilipapa.
Lipapa arakatakaba
yakata.
Lipapa
rakatakaba itakabaya.
Yes, manifest,
manifest, manifest,
testimony.
Manifest my 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 testimony.
Yes, Lord.
Manifest my testimony.
Manifest my
testimony. Manifest my testimony. Manifest my testimony. Manifest my testimony.
Manifest my testimony.
Manifest my testimony.
Manifest my testimony. Manifest my testimony.
Karabashata
yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
You know, when we say, let the finished work of Christ never be silent. That's the blood. Oh. That's the blood. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24, what does it say? The blood that speaks a better word. The blood that speaks. So the finished work is always speaking. It's always speaking. It is not silent. But you should activate it. Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Thank you for this revelation.
Thank you for this revelation.
I declare that the finished work of
that
Christ,
the finished work of Christ
on the cross
should never
sit down
or be silent.
Sit down,
yes Lord,
or be silent.
To never
concerning
sit down
this
or be
issue,
silent. Yes Lord,
concerning this battle,
this issue, against my position.
Papa rakata, I hope somebody has written this particular prayer down. Papa rakata kabayakata. Let the finished work of Christ on the cross never be silent.
Yes, Lord.
Never sit down. Neither be silent.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Christ.
Against
yes, Lord.
The conspiracy.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
against,
yes. Against conspiracy. Any conspiracy.
Any conspiracy. Yes, Lord.
Any conspiracy.
Any conspiracy.
Yes, over any
against,
conspiracy.
Yes, Lord.
Any conspiracy against my position.
My position.
Against
my promotion.
Le papa rakata kaba iteke baya. Le papa never sit down. Never be silent.
Never sit down.
Never be silent.
Never sit down.
Never be silent.
Never sit down.
Never be silent.
Never
sit down.
Never
be silent.
Against
this wickedness. Against wickedness. Against wickedness. Against spiritual wickedness. against spiritual wickedness, against spiritual wickedness, against this evil, standing against me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Beloved, it's a wonderful time. I hope you record these prayers and pray them again. See, everything we are doing in this house, 90% is inspired. I'm telling you, 90% is inspired. I never knew we're going to pray like this. That's why I tell some of you, write it down. Because it is not from me. If you look at the sheet, sometimes what I write, we don't touch any of it. That's why I've started recording myself, so that I can play it. Beloved, the finished work of Christ has set you free.
Amen.
The finished work of Christ has liberated your testimony.
Amen.
It has liberated your atmosphere.
Yes,
it has set you free. It has liberated your expectation. It has set your dream free. It has set your marriage free, your destiny. It has set you free. Yes, it has set you free. 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 Look, you are free.
Amen.
You are free and remain free.
Amen.
It has liberated you from any shame, from any disgrace. You are blessed.
Amen.
You will live long.
Amen.
You will live and celebrate your testimony.
Amen.
In fact, let your enemies live. And see your celebration.
Yes, Lord.
And celebrate with you.
Amen.
After that, they die.
Amen.
Because they may change. They may go back to do wickedness. But at least let them live. Let them die with your testimony. I declare to someone online, your enemies will die with your testimony.
Amen.
They will die with your testimony. What do I mean by that? Amen. That they will die with your testimony. They will live and celebrate.
Amen.
Those who say you will never marry, those who say you will never have a child,
yes,
they will live and celebrate your marriage.
Jesus.
They will live and celebrate your child,
Jesus,
your children.
Yes,
after that, they die.
Amen.
They will die with your testimony in their mouth.
Amen.
And they will be saying, we never knew. 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 Let that be your portion. 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 Let that be your portion.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I wish you a fruitful weekend.
Amen.
A testimony-filled weekend.
Amen.
A testimony-saturated weekend.
Amen.
I declare you blessed.
Amen.
In every way.
Thank you, Lord.
Let these prayers overshadow your atmosphere.
I receive it.
Let these prayers occupy your atmosphere and environment.
Amen.
Let these prayers occupy your atmosphere and environment.
Yes, Lord.
Let these prayers occupy your atmosphere and environment. Let these prayers occupy your atmosphere and environment.
Amen.
Let these prayers live with you.
Amen.
Live with you.
Amen.
Live with you.
Amen.
Live with you.
Amen.
Live with you.
Yes, Lord.
In your office,
thank
at your
you,
workplace.
Jesus. Thank you.
Let
Jesus.
This prayer drive with you.
Shataya.
Live with you. Walk with you. Be with you. Accompany you wherever you go.
Yes, Lord.
Let the finished work of Christ accompany you.
Amen.
God said I should declare this as a benediction. Let the finished work of Christ accompany you. Accompany you. Live with you. Overshadow. Somebody should write it for me. Let the finished work of Christ live with you. Live with you. Be with you. Occupy your atmosphere.
Amen.
Occupy your surroundings.
Amen.
Accompany you. Accompany you.
Amen.
Accompany you.
Amen.
Let the finished work of Christ be like a canopy. Be like a canopy.
Amen.
Be like an umbrella.
Amen.
Somebody should write it for me. Let the finished work of Christ be like an umbrella.
Yes, Lord.
Be an umbrella.
Yes, Lord.
Be an umbrella.
Come
be a covering.
Yes,
oh my
Lord.
God. Thank you. I need to give you an offering for this. Yes. Be a covering. Let the finished work of Christ be a covering.
Amen.
Be a covering.
Amen.
Be a covering.
Amen.
Be a covering.
Amen.
be an umbrella.
Yes,
be an umbrella over you, over your job, over your business, over your finances, over your marriage, over your husband and wife and children, over your dream, over your destiny.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Over the journey you are making this weekend, over every activity you are involving yourself in this weekend, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, I declare it done.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Shalom, 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 shalom. Peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.